Rockport boys basketball coach Phil Whitley is with us here, back for the second time this week, and for good reason, with a huge win last night at Hamilton Wenham. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, Coach. This is big news, going to Hamilton Wenham and winning. So tell us about put that in some context for us, and then we'll talk a bit about the game.
Yeah, just a huge win for us. Again, this team is just doing things that haven't been done here in a long time. We've beaten Hamilton Wenham at our place a couple times over my 10 years here, but to beat them at their place, I'm not sure it happened, you know, maybe 4 or 5 years beyond that. So just a huge victory for us and really proud of the guys.
Yeah, I think visually, I mean, you got two different gyms there, really, basically, don't you? I mean, you got your gym, a little more compact, obviously, and it's a wide open kind of field house atmosphere at Hamilton Wenham.
Yeah, always a little funky to shoot, and you know, just they're just a tremendously coached team. Mike DiMarino does a phenomenal job with them, and it's funny. Mike and I are good friends, and we were talking last night. I think I started at Rockport with the varsity 1 year prior to him coming to Hamilton Wenham, so. You know, we've been battling each other for years, and just we've got a great relationship with each other. So it's always a fun time to play them.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy. So take us through the game. Begin early, and how did it play out, and how did you guys feel each other out, if you will, and progress?
Yeah, it was. We know they've got two great shooters with AB LaBelle and the Schrock kid, and our biggest concern was them getting hot. We actually played them in a summer league game this year and went to double overtime with them, which was a lot of fun. But they've got some size. 44 for them is leading the North Shore in rebounds with 13 a game. And we don't have a ton of size, but we've got two guys with just the hearts of lions, and they're strong. And they did a great job locking him down and doing their best on the glass. And we started out well, shooting the ball well, and Brooke Slingluff, one of our senior captains, had a great night. He had 20 points for us, and he's been struggling a little bit from three, and he made some huge threes in the first half. So we had some great momentum. Our 2-3 zone was really clicking. We were picking up the shooters, making them put the ball on the floor instead of getting open shots. And Josiah, my son, they did a great job locking him down for a little bit of the game, but Ed Mers and Brooke Slingloff, our other two senior captains, both had 20 points. So we were up for most of the game, and then they came back. We kind of had a little lull in the third quarter. They tied the game up, and then we pulled away at the end, 50-57. And the way that we closed the game, I think, made me the most proud of just the confidence that we had, knowing that we could do what we needed to do. Ed Mers was huge for us with a big three in the fourth and getting to the rim, a couple free throws on a flagrant foul when they needed to foul us to get the ball. One of their players just got a little too aggressive with the foul. So that was obviously huge for us to get the free throws and the ball. But we just finished well. And to get that win is huge. We got Essex Tech on Tuesday. So 8-4, best record we've had in, again, 10 years. We're doing a lot of things we haven't done. So really special group.
Hey, I just have two quick follow-up questions. So coming down the stretch, so last 2 minutes of the game, how close was it then coming down the end of the game?
We were up by about six. Then they hit a couple big shots, and then they tied it up. I don't think they took the lead. They tied us, and we kind of crept back with a couple great plays at the rim. We did a really good job spreading the floor and getting downhill, getting to the rim, and finishing, which was just great. And A.B. LaBelle did a great job defensively on my son, held him to 6 points. But the best part is we held their two scorers to 5 points and 6 points, respectively. So our defense, and I told the guys that all night, our defense is what allowed us to win that basketball game.
Yeah, so you zero right in where I was headed with my last question. Is your 2-3 defense something that you play a lot, or is this something you were playing more because of the size that Hamilton Wenham had?
It's funny, we've gone back and forth with a 2-3 zone and man-to-man, and the athleticism that we have this year, the speed and the length really allows us, depending on the matchups that we have, to do different things. And it's nice, too, because we can switch it up, you know, mid-game, during the quarter, whatever. and throw other teams off if they're getting into a rhythm against our 2-3 zone. We can come back at a man, things like that. So we really kind of have the ability to be a chameleon almost and do what we need to do.
Phil, anything else you want to share with us on the game? And I'll just direct listeners to our previous interview this week where we were able to talk a lot about the players on your Rockport team. But anything else you want to share in specifically about last night's game?
Yeah, just I really want to give a huge recognition to Pat Reardon and Josh Silva, who are our bigs, and I say that in quotes. You know, they're both about 6 feet, but strong as oxes. And you know, the stat line unfortunately doesn't show up in the points for them, but the rebounds and the grittiness and what they have to do in the post and their defense unfortunately goes unnoticed to the kind of the unskilled eye. But they were huge for us because 44 Hamilton's big is just a monster. And they really did a phenomenal job keeping him in check. He had a couple baskets in there and some rebounds, but they're just so aggressive and so physical while giving up 8 inches of height almost every game that we're in playing against these teams. And it really is a testament to just how hard they work.
Yeah, and finally, I think, you know, you look at the Cape Ann League, you got Manchester, Essex up there, and Newburyport kind of by themselves, if you will. But I think you guys, you and Hamilton, one of them kind of established yourselves there. Is that certainly in that next tier, it looks like, at least this season, huh?
Yeah, we're both 4-4 right now, which is great. And, you know, just, again, a win against Hamilton's is fantastic just because they're so well coached, you know, and they've got a lot of kids to choose from. You know, I think that's the thing that, and I told this to the team last night, because kids don't know this, and I've been here for 10 years to see it. You know, we're outnumbered just by the amount of kids that we have in the school. And a lot of these games are almost a David and Goliath sense. The cool thing about this group is they don't care, and they don't even feel that. They know that they're good enough to win, and we're proving it. And I think that's what makes this group special, is that they're hungry. You know, Ed Murr is our captain, who's a phenomenal soccer player. Really just put us on his back last night. He's a kid that just wants to win and is willing to do whatever he needs to do to get us there. And he knew Josiah was locked down last night and wasn't effective as he usually is on the offensive side of the floor. And Ed just took us on his shoulders, hitting that big three, couple layups, free throws in that fourth quarter. And he's a winner, and the team responds to his energy, and it was fantastic to see.
Well, that's what it takes to be a winner, I guess, for sure. Well, Phil, thank you so much for your time. Congrats to you, the players, the coaches, on a huge win last night, as you mentioned, at Hamilton Wenham, and hopefully we'll talk again soon, maybe very soon, who knows?
Sounds great.
Phil Whitley with us, boys basketball coach, Rockport High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.